We all know the power of shame, but a new study from the University of British Columbia suggests that the feeling of humiliation may cause more harm than good in recovering addicts. The report says that the feeling of embarrassment may increase the risk of relapse. Daniel Randles is the lead author of this study in Vancouver tonight. Welcome to our program.
Thanks.
So how did you discover the correlation between shame and addiction?
Well, that relationship has actually been known for quite a while. There's a lot of good theory suggesting that people who feel shame are more vulnerable to addiction, and that experiencing addiction makes them ashamed of their behavior, worsening the problem, creating a vicious cycle. So what surprised us is that recently there's been very little data showing that shame leads to more problems with addiction, and that's where our study came in.
Okay, so tell us what you saw in subjects that suggested potential relapse.
So we brought in newly recovering alcoholics. So these were people who have a problem with drinking and who knew that it was a problem and wanted to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And what we found is when they spoke about the last time that they drank or their drinking problem, what they said wasn't very predictive of how successful they would be, but how much shame they showed in their body language, so how much their shoulders dropped and their chest narrowed inward, predicted whether or not they would relapse and how bad that relapse would be.
So could the results potentially carry the same weight on other people that have other addictions, or do the results vary addiction by addiction?
I think it's probably fairly safe to assume that the results that we found generalized to other types of addictions, especially addictions that help to alleviate painful experiences. Whether or not this sort of translates to all types of behaviors that create shame, we're not sure yet.
So if there's more shame in a person, does that mean the odds of them relapsing are even greater?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what our data shows. So we didn't code these videos ourselves. We had a research team that wasn't sort of aware of what they were doing, just trained to look for evidence of shame. And what we found is the more shame a person displayed, regardless of what they were saying, they were much more likely to relapse. They were more likely to have a bad relapse, so drink a lot. And months later, they were likely to have worse markers of mental and physical health.
Okay,
so it was a very strong predictor.
So final thought on this, how can you apply it to help addicts? Will it change the way people are treated?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. This is the first study, and it needs to be replicated. But there certainly is the potential to use this as a tool for treatment providers and for clinicians to help them recognize who's at most risk for relapse, especially when people are beginning to recover from an addiction.
Okay, it is a fascinating study. Daniel Randles, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.